Now, one of the quickest ways to pay for a health care change would be to tax the most expensive health care plans. In fact, we're hearing elsewhere in today's program from a Democratic senator who wants to do just that. Tax the Cadillac plans is the way they put it. The assumption is that would mean a tax on the rich, but that's not always true. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains.
While you've been trying to follow the ins and outs of the healthcare debate, you've probably heard some reference like this one to people with high-cost health insurance.
What's being talked about now, I understand, is the possibility of penalizing insurance companies who are offering super gold-plated Cadillac plans.
That was President Obama last week on PBS on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Those super gold-plated Cadillac plans the president was referring to were the kind of health insurance that's offered to top officials at the Wall Street bank Goldman Sachs. Senator John Kerry has proposed taxing insurance companies when they offer these expensive plans. On average, American employers pay almost $13,000 a year to cover a worker with a family. Those Goldman Sachs plans cost about $40,000. But some proposals in Congress would tax insurance that costs half that much or even less. That's when things get murkier, and it might be you who's driving that Cadillac plan.
Yeah, it's probably not just rich people. I mean, actually, government employees get really generous health insurance plans. Unionized employees can get very generous health insurance plans.
That's Len Berman, an economist with the Urban Institute. He says there are a lot of reasons people end up with expensive health care. You probably pay more if you work for a company that has an older workforce, or for a small business, especially if one of your coworkers is fighting cancer or some big medical cost, and the insurer has just raised the rates for the whole company. Still, if economists made the decision, they'd probably go for a tax on high-cost insurance. Specifically, another proposal, popular with congressional Republicans and centrist Democrats, that would require people to pay a tax on health care benefits more than a certain amount, maybe $17,000 or more. Len Berman.
Some people have very generous health insurance plans, and they encourage them to spend more on medical care than they would if they had less generous plans. So part of the idea is that if you limited the tax benefits for the very generous health insurance plans, people would spend less, and that would actually help lower health costs overall.
Your employer pays for most of your health insurance, but that money doesn't get counted as part of your taxable income. Berman says that's unfair because employees with the most income get the biggest tax break. Berman thinks it'd be pretty easy to set a cap so it doesn't hurt middle-class people. Union leaders aren't so sure, like Gerald McEntee, president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He says many of the public employees he represents have plans that do cost $20,000, but only because they gave up other things in contract negotiations.
They have struggled giving up wage increases, giving up fringe benefits, things of that nature, in order to get good health plans that would cover themselves and their spouse and children, so that they would be safe.
Some people pay more for health insurance simply because of where they live, in big cities or in New England states like Maine. Trish Wiley runs the Maine Governor's Office of Health Policy and Finance. She says a tax on premiums would hurt many people in her state, particularly government employees and people who work for small companies.
It would, I think, hit many of the middle class who are, again, we're a state of modest means.
Maine has some of the highest insurance premiums in the country. Among the reasons, the state has an older population and lots of small businesses. Plus, healthcare just costs more there.
And people are increasingly being asked to pay for deductibles. So the premium, I think, is not fully telling of the real costs to an individual employee.
Still, there's one reason policymakers in Washington keep coming back to a tax on benefits. It would raise tens of billions of dollars a year to cover healthcare. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.